The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water. Today, we hear from Laura Ramos, who is the director at the California Water Institute, talk about groundwater in part one of her report.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about how stigma has impacted agriculture. Agriculture has relied on groundwater for generations, especially during drought. In 2014, SGMA was passed that requires that imbalance be addressed. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Wolf from WaterWise to discuss what it means for farming communities. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Given your experience in working in agriculture, can you tell us how SGMA has changed farming operations?
It's dramatically changed farming practices because no longer can we, in a time of drought, rely on our groundwater as a backup. We really have to now manage the groundwater as a limited resource as well. And so we have to plan for times of extreme need of that groundwater. So when we have any surface supplies, we are utilizing those to the maximum capabilities and replenishing our groundwater supplies so that we can use it at a later date. And that was done in some part in the past, but it's really amplified at this point in time. And also we have to fallow a lot of our acres when there is an adequate supply. The opportunities to maximize on a market period or demand in the marketplace is no longer available because the water supply is so limited.
So it sounds like there was a big impact into how they had to do their operations and how they had to function. So are there any tools that are available right now for agriculture to adapt to such big changes that they've had to implement?
It's been very challenging because the way we need to adapt is by farming less acreage. And even though you may farm less and not use as much water, you still have to pay for that ground. And so you need to have some revenue generated to be able to pay those costs of the soil and of the property. And so tools that are being provided by many of the management areas, the groundwater sustainability areas, is they are utilizing fees that they may be able to collect from all growers to help pay a farmer to fallow his ground for a year or two or possibly three so that they can reduce the demand of the water supply during that period of time.
Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org. Part 2 of Laura's report on groundwater airs tomorrow on the KMJ Ag Report.